USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Head impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, said the evidence they presented would make it clear that the former president incited the violence that day.
The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander. The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Raising the federal minimum wage to $15 is being pushed as part of President Biden's COVID relief package, but some lawmakers are already pushing back against that idea. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Ohio Department of Health says the state's death toll to COVID-19 may have been undercounted. The department said Wednesday that processing issues led to these deaths not being accurately reported, and that as many as 4,000 additional deaths could be added to the state's statistics in the coming weeks. Ohio has reported nearly 12,000 COVID deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with a tail like a comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains. Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
In an updated guidance issued Wednesday, the CDC says that people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus don't need to quarantine if they are exposed to the virus. People are generally asked to isolate themselves for 1 to 2 weeks if they're exposed to the virus, but the CDC says those who have received 2 doses of the vaccine and have let 2 weeks pass since that second shot would not need to self-isolate if they don't develop any symptoms. They do still recommend social distancing, mask wearing, and avoiding crowds for all people, including the fully vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.